right, good morning, everyone. Today, I'll provide a very brief overview of the burden of cancer and the HIV-infected population in Georgia from 2004 to 2012. Immunosuppression increases risk of cancer, especially viral infection-related cancers, and there's been found to be increased cancer risk in HIV-infected individuals when compared to the general population. Highly active antiretroviral therapy provides improved immune function and reduces the risk of cancer, but it remains that, along with other health issues associated with the increasing age of persons living with HIV and AIDS, non-AIDS defining cancers such as lung, liver, kidney, anus, head and neck, skin, and Hodgkin's lymphomas have become a concern for the HIV-infected population as it ages, thanks to effective treatment. For this analysis, HIV surveillance data was matched against the cancer registry data to generate a linked HIV cancer data set using data methodologies similar to the U.S. HIV cancer match study. So cases must have had an HIV diagnosis prior to the cancer diagnosis to have been included in this analysis. We calculated crude cancer incidence rates for the general Georgia population and for the Georgia population of persons living with HIV. And we then age standardized incidence rates to the 2000 U.S. standard millions population. So all the incidence rates in this presentation are expressed per 100,000 person years of follow-up. And then finally, we categorize cancers into groups, which I'll describe on the next slide. Okay, so this table describes cancers included in each group for this presentation. We stratify cancers into two non-AIDS defining cancer groups. The first group is cancers most frequent in the general population. That includes prostate, colorectal, and female breast cancer. And the second are non-AIDS defining cancers most frequent in the HIV population. So that's Hodgkin's lymphoma, lung, anus, liver, oral cavity, and pharynx. We also looked at smoking and HPV-related cancers. We did exclude cervical cancer from the HPV-related cancers group because it is an AIDS-defining cancer, and it is expected to be much higher in the HIV population. Okay, so onto the results. For instance of non-AIDS-defining cancers common in the male general population, we see a significantly higher incidence in the general population when compared to the male HIV population. You can see this difference was driven by a deficit of prostate cancer, which is in orange. And we see a similar difference in females, attributable to a lower incidence of breast cancer in HIV-infected females in gray. And these have been well documented in previous studies. Non-AIDS-defining cancers found to be common in the HIV population are significantly higher in the male HIV population when compared to the general population. And the same can be seen in females. And of note, overall, the highest incidence of these cancers for all groups is lung cancer in yellow. Incidence of smoking-related cancers was higher in the male HIV population. However, this was not a significant difference. But it was significant in females, indicating that the incidence of smoking-related cancers is higher in the female HIV population than the general female general population. Incidence of HPV-related cancers is much greater in the male HIV population. This can be almost completely attributed to anal cancer. And a similar significant difference in females, and again, we're seeing this difference without the inclusion of the high burden of cervical cancer. So there are a few limitations to this analysis. Outmigration and imperfect matching have been documented in studies similar to this one, driving an underestimation of cancer incidence in the HIV population. And in addition, we had a small sample size of persons living with HIV and AIDS with cancer in Georgia, which may reduce the likelihood of seeing significant differences in incidence if it is, in fact, there. In conclusion, certain non-AIDS-defining cancers, smoking-related cancers in females, and HPV-related cancers are significantly higher in the Georgia HIV population than the general population. AIDS-defining cancers and some non-AIDS-defining cancers greatly contribute to the burden of morbidity in the HIV population in Georgia, and non-AIDS-defining cancers may increase as persons living with HIV and AIDS age. And finally, increased screening of certain cancers, HPV vaccine uptake, and smoking cessation interventions are essential in the HIV population. And I would like to acknowledge these people at the Georgia Health Department. And that's all. Thank you.